wanted to talk this morning a little bit about something that I think may be one of the bigger deals, one of the bigger issues in the dating world, and that is the phone number, Chris. Yeah. See, now yesterday, I was looking through my phone book, and I saw I had two Michelles in there. And I was like, wait a minute, one of those Michelles, yeah, I would call in the future. The other one I can probably go ahead and delete. I don't need this confusion of having two Michelles and trying to sort out area codes and who's where and everything, you know. So I had to double-check to make sure I was deleting the appropriate one and whatnot. And I looked through there some more, and I was like, God, there are phone numbers of girls in here that I've never even called. I was like, what? A jerk. Or I don't know. I just don't know.
Why'd you get the phone numbers?
Well, Chris, here's what happens when I get a phone number.
You're just like hoarding them?
Yeah, I'm just hoarding them. I'm keeping them all to myself and never using them.
Hoping one day they'll become currency of some kind?
Yeah, once that happens, I'll be in good shape. Here's what happens when I get a phone number and when a lot of guys get a phone number. You go out to Aggieville or another establishment, you know, if you're going out in Salina or Junction City. And you're plowed, and so you have this confidence, this false confidence. And so you go up and you approach these girls, and maybe they're inebriated too, and you get their phone number from them. Okay? The next day, when you're looking through your phone book and you see that you added somebody the night before, you're like,
who was that?
Yeah, who was that, first off? And second off, I was pretty plowed then, and I'm pretty sure so was she. So I'm not going to use that. I don't think it's going to work out. Mm-mm. Not at all. So to me, it's like, if you get the phone number while both parties are sober, it's a lot easier. And I'm usually pretty good about that, about actually using the phone number then. But if it's a night out and I've, you know, had a little bit of help from Mr. Captain Morgan, then, you know, situation's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah. So,
and I think that kind of follows the pattern with a lot of guys. And then there's like the rule. People are like, hey, did you call that girl yet? And like, no, I'm giving it a... I've heard rules like all over the place. No, you need to call them the next day after you get a phone number. And the rules, obviously, they changed on whether you maybe hooked up that night or something. But the next day, some people say like, no, you need to give at least 2 days. That way it looks like you're not, you know, rushing into three... No, 3 days. You need to wait 3 days. Because that way, you know, it gives them... You know, the next day you're going to seem desperate. 2 days, they're going to be expecting that. On the third day, you're just right. So that everybody has their own little different rules.
That's all bull crap, by the way.
What do you think's the proper
way? Do whatever you want to do. Be yourself. There's no rules.
Well, like you can call like a month later?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Just say, hey, I forgot.
Hey, remember me? I met you a month ago at, what bar was that? Maybe it was Kites, or maybe it was at Rusty. Were you at Kites or Rusty's exactly a month ago? Well, maybe it wasn't a month ago. Maybe it was 5 weeks ago. I don't know. But anyway, you want to hang out sometime?
That would work.
Yeah.
I think.
So this is something I think that we need to discuss. We need to have our both our male and female listeners call in and weigh in on this, so maybe we can come up with some better idea of what everybody's thinking on this and see if we can establish a little bit better idea on, you know, when you should call and when you shouldn't call, all that business. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Because I know I've wasted many phone numbers, and I feel bad about it, and possibly slight chance that the girl who I didn't end up calling is annoyed by it too. So, you know, what do you think?
Well, I think that you know, some guy or girl walks up to you in a club or bar or whatever. You know, if you don't want to give out a number, you need to tell them instead of just give them, you know, a name or phone number stuff, and not answering your phone or whatever, or not calling them.
Right, I think that so that's part of the problem of why they never get called back, is because they give you the number, and then there are those instances where they give you a number just to get you out of their hair.
Yeah.
And then they plan on ignoring you in the future. Yeah, so when they complain about not getting a call back, it's like, well, you expect us to always give you a call back when there's times when you totally diss us and don't answer?
Yeah, so, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it's good.